Members of Congress are debating what to do with so-called sanctuary cities, including Philadelphia, that don't fully cooperate with federal immigration officials. More from WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo.
One of the first official acts of President Trump was to sign an executive order to block funding from going to cities and counties that are accused of harboring undocumented workers. On Monday, the Department of Homeland Security released a list of those locales, which included four jurisdictions in New Jersey and 15 in Pennsylvania, including Philadelphia and the four suburban counties surrounding the city. Democrats, like Philadelphia Congressman Brendan Boyle, say even if cities reversed their policies, it would not make the country safer.
There's no question. If you look at the executive order, if you look at the discussion on sanctuary cities, this has all largely been symbolic. Take, for example, the executive order. That would not have affected one of the 19 September 11th hijackers. That would not have prevented one terrorist attack to happen in the United States between 2001 and today.
Boyle is a little different than many Democrats in that he doesn't like that Philadelphia officials only cooperate with immigration officials when they produce a judge's warrant.
We shouldn't have immigration policy set by any municipality or any state. We can't have immigration policy set by Arizona, Texas, or any city. It's best done at the federal level, and to the best they can, you should have coordination among federal, state, and local officials.
That said, Boyle says the administration's threat and attempts to block large cities from getting federal dollars is counterproductive.
The idea that you're going to strip funding or eliminate a deep amount of funding that goes to Philadelphia for police, for fire, we're talking about tens of millions of dollars, that would do nothing but jeopardize the citizens of my city.
Many Republicans disagree, including Congressman Ryan Costello, who represents the suburbs west of Philadelphia.
Well, the counterargument to that would be by not enforcing existing law and thereby becoming a sanctuary city, you're creating a more dangerous environment. So certainly the argument is has some merit in the first instance, but I do think that the counterargument there is the more compelling one.
But Costello isn't pushing as hard on the subject as many Republicans, in part because he doesn't want to see Philadelphia lose resources to combat crime.
I think everybody would like to see existing law enforced and not have cities lose very important criminal justice money, because obviously if you look at crime and where it happens, you know, a lot of cities is where crime rates are higher. I mean, as a Republican who represents suburban Philadelphia, I'm very sensitive to that argument.
While the president is trying to coerce sanctuary cities to comply with federal immigration statutes, Republican Congressman Leonard Lance from central New Jersey says he wishes they would consider taking a different approach.
I would hope that the administration might use the carrot, but I don't think that cities should have their own immigration policy. I think that's a matter to be decided by the Congress of the United States.
But Lance says President Trump's tough rhetoric on illegal immigration seems to be having an impact, because reports are that illegal border crossings are down some 40% this year.
I am pleased that the numbers who are crossing the border from Mexico to the United States illegally, those numbers are down. And I think it has to do with the fact that the president has indicated that he wants to become more serious about that issue.
The next battle over immigration is the president's request for money to build a physical wall along hundreds of miles of the border with Mexico. The proposal is estimated to cost as much as $21 billion. While many Republicans support the president's goal, Lance and others are not excited about the price tag.
We need to enhance security at the border. I'm not sure we need a wall in all places.
Senate Democrats are vowing to block a must-pass bill to fund the government after April 28th if it includes money for a border wall. But they have not made similar threats to block attempts to cut off funds for sanctuary cities. Reporting for WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
New Jersey voters.